The power of federal regulatory agencies has been whittled down by recent decisions of the Supreme Court. Now, the Federal Environmental Protection Agency is the target in a lawsuit by the City and County of San Francisco. The city is challenging EPA restrictions on releases of sewer pollution into local waterways. The city says the EPA restrictions are vague and leave the city liable for water conditions that are out of its control.
They might as well have said, do not violate the Clean Water Act. It doesn't tell us anything.
Deputy City Attorney Tara Seeley argued the case on behalf of San Francisco.
San Francisco's ask in this case is simple. We simply want to understand our permit limitations so that we can comply with them.
She says the restrictions in question, known as generic prohibitions, do not tell the city what to do beyond comply with what's already in the city's 300-page permit. On the other side, Frederick Liu of the Solicitor General's office argued on behalf of the EPA. He denied the prohibitions are vague, and he says the city itself made them necessary by not giving the EPA enough information.
I want to be clear about the sort of information that we're missing that made it impossible for us to impose anything other than these generic limitations. It's not information about the water. It's information about San Francisco's own sewer system. We're talking about where do the flows go? What's the conditions of the pipes and the pumping stations? How does the system respond to wet weather events? That's the information that we've been lacking for the past 10 years and that we asked San Francisco to provide as part of the long-term control update. Without that information, we're basically flying blind as to how we're going to tell exactly what San Francisco should do to protect water quality.
He says the city knows well what it can do to improve its sewer system.
Here's what we do know. We do know that San Francisco's system is resulting in 196 million gallons of sewage poured onto San Francisco's beaches. We know that it's leading to sewer backups into homes and businesses. We know that their infrastructure is aging and failing. We know that the discharges are leading to excessive concentrations of bacteria, copper, and other metals. So we know that the limitations that already exist in the permit are not enough to protect water quality.
San Francisco also says the generic prohibitions could make the city liable for what Attorney Seeley calls crushing civil and criminal penalties. Liu says the EPA has no interest in pursuing criminal penalties.
When we have a situation like this, where the welfare of a whole city is at stake, our main concern is prospective injunctive relief. Our main focus is not to see who we can penalize and put in jail. Our main focus is how can we make this situation better going forward.
The justices seemed split on the issue, with the more conservative ones siding with the city against the EPA. The more liberal justices seemed skeptical of the city's arguments. For example, Justice Elena Kagan.
You're making a policy argument to either the agency or to Congress. You're making a policy argument to the agency, essentially, don't take advantage of your statutory authority in this way because it's very confusing to us, the regulated party. Or you're making a policy argument to Congress, go fix this statute so that the EPA can't do this. But what I don't hear you telling me is, like, what in the statute prevents the EPA from doing this?
Outside the courtroom, fossil fuel groups have sided with San Francisco. On the other hand, some environmental groups and the state of California side with the EPA. As for the Supreme Court, it has already shown a willingness to take down fundamental parts of the environmental laws. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.